Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you, bless you, magnify you, lift up your holy and your righteous name to say hallelujah, 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 and hallelujah. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God, and we thank you for allowing us to do so, Father God. As we come on this morning, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, even right now, Father God, anywhere we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praises. Oh, Father God, this is what we do. This is what we want to do, Father God, and we know that this is what you want us to do. So, Father, we want to say thank you this morning. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. We honor you. We bless you. We praise you on today, Father. So, Father, as we receive this day with thanksgiving and rejoicing, now we give the day back over to you, Father, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is on heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we pray for everybody everywhere. Father God, devastation, devastation, Father God, around the world, we pray for them, Father God. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We weep with those who weep, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you, your spirit is everywhere. You're in everything, Father God. And we just pray today, Father God, that more people will be receptive, Father God, to your spirit, to your word, to your truth, and to your power. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And we couldn't do nothing without you. But Father God, we thank you that we have you. Father God, your faithfulness to us. Now we just want to be faithful back to you. And so we say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for our endurance. Thank you, Father God, for our tenacity. Thank you, Father God, for every parcel, every crumb, every moment, every person, every experience, every prayer, every song, every word, Father God, everything, God. We're not leaving anything out. We want to thank you for everything, Father. Hallelujah, because you and you alone are worthy praise. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands. May you and you alone be glorified in it, Father. Hallelujah, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, because thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Good morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen of all. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 great. And our God's name is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You've come to the right place at the right time. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Enjoy yourself. Have a seat at the table. Amen. Glory be to God. It's some good food. Amen. Some good food, spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, you might not like everything. Glory be to, in the natural, amen, when you're eating, glory be to God. I know some things I don't particularly like. You know, you give me a bowl of oatmeal, you're going to have a hard time with sister here. You're going to have a hard time if you try to give me a bowl of oatmeal. Now, that's just it. And I got some other things, amen. You're going to have a hard time if you give me a piece of liver. Certain foods, just don't do that. But it's good for you nevertheless, amen. Glory be to God, amen. So some things in the natural, your mother made you eat those things. Why? Because it was good for you, amen. But you didn't really like it. And so it is in the spirit. Sometimes we really don't like what's being served. Glory be to God. You say, can I have some more of that potato salad? Because and some more of that mac and cheese. I ain't getting down with this over here. Amen. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, it's good for you. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to. Amen. Not only welcome all of our first-time listeners, amen, but all of you, amen, especially, amen, a lovely, amen, and loyal and holy, amen, loving, amen, ministry partners here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Thank God for each and every one. Amen. Of you and you and you and you. La-di-da-di and everybody, as my sister would say. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, amen. We love the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to Psalms 126. Psalms 126. Amen. And it reads as thus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just short chapter, short division. Amen. Psalm. Amen. Glory be to God. It's actually a division of Psalm. Amen. And Psalms 126 reads like this. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Neva. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. My God, suki, suki, suki. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Just want to talk to you a little bit this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the subject, you deserve a laugh today. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You deserve a laugh today. Hallelujah. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, verse number 4, beloved, it tells us there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. And beloved, we know, glory be to God, that as Christians, amen, God's dearly beloved, amen, and the times, amen, that we're living in, tumultuous times, amen, situations, economical, political uproar, amen, beloved, inflation, amen, COVID, glory be to God, and this and that, and this and that, amen, we've been well acquainted. Amen, with the mourning part. We've been well acquainted with the weeping part. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Crying over this, or crying over that, crying in prayer. Amen, glory be to God. The tragedy all around us, babies dying, glory be to God, and all type of turmoil. We're acquainted with the reaping, with the weeping part. Sometimes, amen, it seems like we've been there for a long time. Some people that I talk to, their mentality is that this is their lot in life. they can't even see anything past crying, because they've been crying so long. They believe they was born to cry. Amen. Glory be to God. They've been in pain so long. They believe that they were born, amen, to be in pain. Amen. They've been mourning so long, they can't see anything else. Don't believe anything else exists. Don't believe it's coming to them. Glory be to God. But when I'm loved, I come to tell you that God will flip the switch. Glory be to God. You're not going to always weep. You're not going to always mourn. Glory be to God. The Bible says that God wants you to dance. Hallelujah. And God wants you to laugh. And he's the one that's doing it. Beloved, I come to make an announcement today that it's not coming, but it's here. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody say it's already here. Amen. It's time to get your laugh on. Hey, my God, my God. Tell your neighbor, baby, it's time to get your laugh on. Hallelujah. It's time to laugh for a little while. Beloved, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that your grief is not a permanent condition. Now, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. A forest, beloved, burned down. Hallelujah. But then they're able to grow back up again. Come on now. Hey, hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Because God is able. Hallelujah. Broken bones. You might have broke a bone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But even that'll heal. Come on, somebody. Hey, my God, my God. Turn around and tell your neighbor, things are subject to change. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your grief is not a permanent position, a permanent condition. Glory be to God. I want you to know this morning that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Our tears can be seeds that will grow up into a harvest of joy when we plant them, hallelujah, in trust of God's sovereign plan. Hallelujah. God has a plan. Hallelujah. And included in that plan is a season for you to laugh. Matter of fact, he wants you to laugh all the way to the grave. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can always bring good out of tragedy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When burdened by sorrow, know that your times of grief will end. Turn around and tell your neighbor this morning, baby, it has come to an end. I cried my last tear on yesterday. My crying days are over. My weeping days are over. My depression days are over. My suppression days is over. It's over. Glory be to God. That was my season to cry. But now I've stepped over to my season of laughter. Glory be to God. Who did it? God did it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It didn't look like it was possible. It didn't look like it was going to happen. Well, let us travel back just a little bit and talk to our sister Sarah. It didn't look like nothing was going down. She said, baby, I'm 90 years old. My menstrual cycle stopped years ago. Glory be to God. Ain't no way God gonna give me a baby now. Ain't no way I'ma bring forth in the impossible. It ain't no way. I don't see no way. Yeah, Aretha Franklin, we hear you too. I don't see no way. I don't hear no way. I'm going to live like this. I'm going to die like this. This is a curse on my family. It's in my DNA. The devil has crafted this thing. Glory be to God. But we were starting to believe the lie. Glory be to God. But one glad morning, glory be to God, when Sarah tipped into the bathroom and did the pregnancy test, she found out, lo and behold, this thing is pink. She said, there's a baby up in here. Glory be to God. Sarah said, God is going to make me laugh. God is going to bring a smile to my face. Glory be to God and joy bubbling up. God did it. I don't know how I got to this moment. Glory be to God. I didn't think it was going to ever come. I had no point of reference for this type of joy. 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 Joy deep down in my soul. Joy that the world didn't give. Joy that the world didn't take away. Our scripture this morning says, glory be to God, when God restored, glory be to God, the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who were dreaming. God done blessed me so much, I thought I was dreaming. Glory be to God, Sarah said, is this real or is this a dream? Come on, somebody. I said, God will bring you into a season. When you turn around and you say, this thing too good to be true. Maybe I'm about to die. This thing is too good to be true. Is there somebody please pinch me? Somebody please. Glory be to God. The desires of my heart. Not only has God brought about the desires of my heart, he has far exceeded what I ever imagined was possible to manifest. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God has made me laugh. Glory be to God. He brought me up out of that miry clay. He brought me up out of that bad place. He brought me out of that place of struggling. He brought me out of that sick place. He brought me up out of that place of fear. He brought me up. My God, I thought I would never be able to pay all my bills off. I thought I would never see all my children saved. I thought I would never be able to see my son come home. I thought I'd never be able to see my grandbabies. Come on, somebody. God is going to make me laugh. Glory be to God. I come this morning to let you know, as I prophesy, it's time to get your laugh on. Glory be to God. God is the one who has turned it around for you. Oh, glory be to God. My God. We thought we was dreaming. This thing was too real. Too real. We've never known joy like this. God want to take you into a season where you've never known it like this. I ain't never know how to live like this. I ain't never know how to walk like this. I ain't never know how to preach like this. I ain't never know that there was life like this. I heard some people live like this, but I didn't think that God was going to include me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. God said that season of suffering and pain is over. Turn around, somebody, and tell your neighbor, it's over. Job chapter number 8, verse number 21. Brother Job said this. He says, he will yet fill your mouth with laughter. Sarah wasn't the only one laughing. Job was laughing too. I come to tell you, God is including you to the party. He's including you to the laughing party. Come on, take that frown off your face. Take that sour look off your face. Take them the depressing words out your mouth. Stop dragging. Put a little skip in your beat. Get a come on, glory be to God. God said, I'm taking you down Joy Avenue. Do you want to go? Hey, my God, hallelujah. Turn around and tell your neighbor this morning, I want to go. I got to go. Matter of fact, I'm going. Come and go with me. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And your lips with a shout of joy. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning, it's time to get your laugh on. The laugh on. Job 42 and 10. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his prosperity and doubled his former possessions. God gave him double for his trouble.
Beloved, that's enough to make you laugh. God gonna double up your health. God gonna double up your wealth. God gonna double up everything you got going now. God is about to double it up, pile it up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yay, my God, my God. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Ah, why? Because God's seen your faithfulness. Ah, come on now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, God saw you pressing when you didn't feel like pressing. God saw you praying when you didn't feel like praying. Come on, somebody. God saw you, baby. He saw you going when you didn't really want to go. Come on now, talking for him when you really didn't want to talk. Yeah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God seen you, baby. Hallelujah. He said, now that was your season for this. Now I got a season for that. Ah, glory be to God. Some of you don't ever think you're going to get married again. God said, I'm going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something to your single folks and to your married folks too. God said, I'm your husband. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going to make you laugh. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 121 says, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Beloved, God heard you. God heard you when you prayed the prayer the first time, the second time, the third time, every time you prayed that prayer. Glory be to God. The devil wants you to think God didn't hear you. The devil wants you to think God is not going to answer you. The devil wants you to think you don't deserve the thing that you had prayed for. Some of you so depressed, you don't even pray for it no more. Amen. It's in your heart, but you don't have the guts to ask God for it. God said, guess what? I heard that too. Glory be to God. And because you delight yourself in me, I'm going to grant you the desires of your heart. Who did it? God did it. Glory be to God. Well, you can't afford this, but how did you get it? God did it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You can't afford to live here. How did you move in this neighborhood? Somebody said God did it. You can't afford a spouse like that. How did you hook up with him? How did you hook up with her? Somebody said God did it. You can't afford a ministry like this. Where all these people come from? What's going on here? Somebody say God did it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How in the world did you get out of debt and all your bills is paid up? Somebody turn around and say, God did it. How in the world did you get out of pain? Because I knew all the medicine that you was taking, and now you're not in pain no more. Somebody turn around and say, God did it. Glory be to God. God is going to make me laugh. Matter of fact, I'm laughing right now. Will somebody come and laugh with me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is your season. This is your season, beloved. Hallelujah. The first verse, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then our mouths was filled with laughter, our tongues with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, hallelujah, the Lord has done great things, great things, great things. Hallelujah. Our mouths are filled with joy. What's in your mouth? What's in your mouth? Hallelujah. God says enough of that sad talking now. It's not enough. You've been dragging too long. God said, let's change your conversation. Let's change your conversation. I'm putting some joy in your life. Joy, 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 just a little bit of joy. Joy, 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 just a little bit of joy. I say, you don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Joy, 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 just a little bit of joy. Our mouths was filled with laughter. Beloved, some Christians think it's a sin to laugh. They think it's a sin, amen, to have fun. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was thinking this morning, I said, I know a Christian comedian. I wish I had reached out to him, amen, to invite him tonight. I'm still going to take a step of faith this morning and call that brother and see if he's available to come and give us about 20 minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's okay to laugh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of you need to laugh. Laughing is good to the bones. It's good for your spirit. Your whole outlook is different. You see things different. You react different. You talk different. You walk different. Glory be to God. You can receive. Come on now. You can receive, glory be to God. That's what the courtship is all about. Amen. You meet a young man. Amen. That's why he's starting out with the flowers. Starting out bringing you candy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Opening the car door and taking you out to dinner. Because you know if you get you in the right attitude, you're going to be more apt to receive. But God does the same thing, baby. He don't stop when the honeymoon is over. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God wants to make you laugh. Ah, bah, 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 bah. Oh, glory be to God. Our mouths was filled with joy, huh? In the book of Luke, amen, hallelujah, huh? Chapter number and verse number 49, it says, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Come on, somebody. Holy is his name. He has done great things. Beloved, I come to tell you where you are is not where you always going to be. Matter of fact, God, amen, trying to take you somewhere right now. Glory be to God. And for those of you who will tell the Lord, yes, I come to tell you the devil wants to put fear on you, make you think, amen, glory be to God, this is a no-no. But I want you to know that God is taking you someplace, hallelujah, to make you laugh. I said, God wants to tickle you. Hey, my God, hallelujah. We're not talking about no physical tickle, although that feel pretty good from time to time too. Glory be to God. But God want to tickle you. Amen. Your spirit. Oh, anybody had their spirit tickled lately? Oh, my God. My God. I say you can't stop singing. Ha, ha. You can't stop dancing. Ha, ha, ha. You can't stop rejoicing. Why? Because your spirit is being tickled. And the Lord is doing the tickling. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. Ah, you want to know why? Hallelujah. God wants you to laugh, beloved. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let me find this scripture right here. Ah, Psalms chapter number 2, verse number 4. It says this: he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Beloved, you laughing and God laughing too. God laughing with you. Glory be to God. God is not frowning at you laughing. Matter of fact, he laughing with you. Hey, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said it's time to get your laugh on. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me share one more. Let me share that the Lord has done great things. Baby, let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. When you open up your heart and open up your spirit to receive from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has done great things. You don't go around, well, you know, God done bless me today. God has done great. No, you ain't dragging on that testimony. You ain't dragging on that testimony. You come in there doing the cha-cha, doing the electric slide, doing the James Brown split. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What's wrong with you today, sister? What's wrong with you today, brother? The Lord has done great things for me. You ought to know it. Hallelujah. Because God definitely wants you to show it, because he's going to show it in and through you. Why? Because a faithful man shall abound in blessing. That's why, glory be to God, hallelujah. Woo, my God, my God. Ha, 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 ha. Glory be to God. The Lord has done great things. Verse 3 says, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Baby, let me tell you something. We're supposed to be rejoicing at all times, even in the bad times. In the bad times, it's a struggle for us to rejoice, but we do it anyhow. But let me tell you something. When God flip your bad times to good times, when God flip your broke times to not broke times, when God flip your sick times to wealthy times, when God, amen, flip your unsaved to saved, come on now, when God flip your situation around, baby, that ain't difficult to rejoice with that. God said, act like you know. Glory be to God, the Lord. I didn't put nobody's name in the blank but the Lord. I didn't say the pastor. I didn't say the president. I didn't say the deacon. I said the Lord done this thing for us. And we are glad. And I think we're going to laugh because we find out we wasn't dreaming. We thought it was a vision. Peter had a vision. Peter had a vision. Peter said, wait, what's going on here now? Paul had some vision. They said, wait a minute. They said, oh, hold up, y'all. God want to take you right there, amen, hallelujah, to a place where you say, wait a minute, am I living or am I dead? This is too good to be true right here. Glory be to God. Huh? Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God's word is true, beloved. God's word is true. Joel, amen, chapter number 2, amen, hallelujah, and verse number 26, hallelujah, and I'm closing on this one, huh? It says this, you will have plenty to eat until you are satisfied. You will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Now listen to this last sentence, beloved. It says, my people will never again be put to shame. Ah, somebody say God did it. Somebody say God did it. My people will never again be put to shame. You ain't never again got to live on that level. You ain't never again got to experience that type of grief and pain. You ain't never again got to experience that type of sorrow and embarrassment. You never again. You hear what I'm saying? God said, I'm going to make you laugh, baby. I'm turning things around, and I'm moving your favor. He's going to turn it around. Even in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. Even in the middle of the day, God is turning it around, working your favor. He's working. He's moving in your favor, taking you from tears to laughter, taking you from sorrow to joy. Come on, somebody. Taking you from pain to healing, taking you from broke to rich. Come on, taking you from single to happily married. Come on, somebody. Somebody get your praise on. Woo! God did it. God did it. God did it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said that was my last scripture. It is. I just want us to read the scripture we opened up with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is my last scripture because I already read it. But it says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths was filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. You see, he moving between them and us. You see, when God's blessings come down, everybody gonna get a piece of it. Come on now. For we were all filled with joy. Not just the pastor, not just the layman, not just the prayer warriors, not just the ushers, not just those who clean the church. Come on, somebody say, Lottie Dottie. Everybody, glory be to God. But wait a minute. He said here in verse 4, God restored our fortunes. Ah, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let me take this over. Let me take this over let me change the version here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God restored our fortunes. Anybody need their fortunes restored? Glory. Wait a minute. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Baby, throw the Kleenex tissue box away. Put it in the back of the closet somewhere. You don't need it no more. You've been blowing your nose with toilet tissue. You ain't going to be using no toilet tissue no more. Why? Because your crying days is over. The only crying you about to cry right now is tears of joy. Why are you crying so hard, baby? Because I'm happy. Yeah, my God, why are you so happy? Because the Lord, because the Lord, because the Lord. I don't deserve it. I don't know why God's been so good to me. I don't know why he did it for me. Glory be to God. But I'm going to tell him thank you. I'm going to tell him thank you. How can I say thank you for all the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, seed, seed. You mean God really saw the seed I was planting? God really saw the seeds I was planting in Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry? God saw the seeds I was planting in his kingdom? Oh, glory be to God. Seeds of my time. Come on now. Seeds of my money. Seeds of my strength. Come on now. You mean God really saw the seeds? I thought all my working was in vain. I thought I was being stupid. Glory be to God. But look here. Turn around and tell your neighbor, but look here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It says, he shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Woo, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I come to tell you this morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, morning. It's a new morning for some of you. Hallelujah. For everybody that will receive this message this day, this morning, it's not a regular morning. It's not a regular season. It's not a regular day. Glory be to God, it's a new day. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Even now shall it come forth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good morning, morning. Hallelujah. God brought me there out to bring me in. Hallelujah. If I knew it was going to be this good, I would do it all over again. I would suffer all over again. If I knew it was going to be this good, somebody said, if I knew it was going to be this good. Yeah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. This is your season, beloved. This is your season. You deserve a laugh today. God is full of surprises, and it's time for you to laugh. Hallelujah. You deserve the laugh. See, because when God give you something, baby, it ain't temporary. Man will give you something to come back and try to take it back. When God give you something that's yours, laugh, laugh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whoo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints, that word was for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. But and that includes you if you're part of this ministry. God woke me up early in the morning like he always do. Told me it was time to laugh. Yeah, my God, I feel like the Holy Ghost cha-cha right about now. I feel like doing a Holy Ghost cha-cha. Hey, can I get somebody to dance with me? Hey, my God. Hallelujah. 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 God said, I've seen. Amen. The pressing. I've seen the stressing. I've seen the sacrifices. I've seen the obedience. I've seen the repentance. I've seen it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, now, if that was a season for this, for that, now this is a season for this. The season for this is a season of laughter. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. And the promises of God are yes and amen. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for a rhema word on this morning. Hey, I'm laughing already. I'm laughing. That's the Holy Ghost in me laughing. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Excuse me. Give me about 15 seconds. Let me get my laugh on. Woo! laugh from the inside. That was the Holy Ghost laughing at me. You know why? Because we laughing in the devil's face. The devil didn't think this ministry was going to see 13 years. So the devil didn't think he was going to see me as your leader. The devil didn't think, amen, glory be to God. He tried to close us down on one end. We pop up on the other end. He tried to close us down on one end. We keep, everywhere he tried to close us down, we keep popping up like popcorn. We laughing in the devil's face. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God did it. God did it. God did it. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be interviewed in the middle of next month, amen, on a very popular radio and TV station. I haven't made the announcement yet, amen, glory be to God. All right, I still ain't making it. I'm just taking a statement here. Glory be to God. And guess what? Hallelujah. I don't know what the Holy Ghost going to say when I sit there, amen, in front of those cameras, amen, glory be to God, amen. But I know I'm prepared to tell them one thing. God did it. How did you make it from that motel room some 13 years ago, Pastor? God did it. How was you able to maintain a ministry and a following of people and don't even have a church building for how long? God did it. Where y'all get the money from to move into this beautiful building that y'all in right now? God did it. Well, how you move from seven people to all these people? Amen. Let's get somebody turn around and say God did it. How long you been single, Pastor? Oh, about over 20 years. And you're mad? What? And how you get this hook up? Somebody turn around and say God did it. And you've been driving that car, your car 25 years old, and now you're driving this? Somebody turn around and say, God did it. Come on, somebody. And you was close to death for how many times? Top of your head taken off? And how'd you get here from there to there? Somebody turn around and say, and God did it. I tell you, God gonna make you laugh. Hallelujah. Baby, let me tell you something. This thing's so guaranteed, you ain't got to wait to see it. Just start laughing now. This thing's so surreal. Glory be to God, you ain't got to wait to see nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your laugh on now, because faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so, because God said so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so in Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you for this word, this rhema word on this morning. We have just walked into our laughing season. It's our winning season. It's our laughing season. And we say thank you. That's all we want to say. Thank you for the people that you're using and the people you're about to use. We thank you. We don't know who they are, but we know, Father God, regardless of who they are, is you. And we just want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, that's it. That's it. That's it. All right, so we pumped up. We geared up. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our celebration is tonight. Amen. 13 years, 13 years, 13 years, 13, 13 years. My goodness gracious. And when you see the souvenir journal tonight and Miss Erica, Pastor Erica threw it down. She put this book together. Whoo, it was a little expensive. Amen. Glory be to God. It was a little expensive. Amen. Hallelujah. It was about $10 a book. People be looking at what you're paying for the ticket. They forget you still got to pay $10 for the book. You still got to pay the videographer. Amen. You still got to give him his hundreds of dollars, close to $1,000. Amen. Glory be to God. You still got to do this. Amen. All those gifts and stuff you're giving out, they forget that wasn't free. Glory be to God. You know, people start to count money. Those of you out there counting money, count it all up. Why are you counting? Count it all up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some good stuff in that book. Amen. You'll be seeing that tonight. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we are going to, the doors will be open at 4:30. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We will begin at 5:30. And it's just going to be a good time. We got good food. We got good music. We got good fellowship. Amen. The doors close at 10. If we get finished early, we'll go home early. Amen. Glory be to God. We not just going to be lingering around because, you know, wait for 10 o'clock. If we get finished at 9 o'clock, 9:30, we're going home. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we'll come on. Amen. And we're looking forward to it. Amen. In Jesus' name. 13 years. Look where the Lord has brought us from. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this rhema word on today, Father God. You have taken us into our laughing season. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation that will cause us from turning our laughter to tears, Father God. And we say, not so. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, we condemn. In the name of Jesus, we are unable to be touched by evil. Father God, as we go out today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. As your people are traveling to this event tonight, Father God, Father God, we cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, Father, even mechanical malfunction. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. There will be no bad news coming our way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every contrary spirit, every spirit coming from the devil and his realm, Father God, every spirit of jealousy, envy, people that didn't want us to have this event, and they came close to having, Father God, it happening, Father God, where we was about to cancel it, but Father God, that would have made the devil happy and made you sad, but Father God, we say, blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. God, we praying over the food right now before the cooks start cooking, in the name of Jesus, we are praying over the that environment in the blood of Jesus Christ seven times, the food, those preparing the food, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, that food will be healthy and nurturous for our body, Father. Father God, we put the program in your hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we might just flow with the Holy Ghost, Father God. We're not going to be pulling out no time clock, timing people, because we just know everything going to be done decently in order. Bless the music. Bless everything we do, Father God, as we come to rejoice, as we have stepped into our new season. You've already told us what the number 13 means, and we'll find that out tonight, Father God. When your people read the Souvenir Journal, the number 13 is not attached to witchcraft or evil or bad news, but the number 13 is really the divine turnaround. It's the season of laughter, and we thank you that you have brought us this far. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, power, majesty, dominion, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation as we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See everybody this tonight. Amen. Don't come too late now. Don't come too late. Amen. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't come after we done ate and ate the food and all that and you done missed the first and second speaker. Come on. It's okay to be someplace on time. Amen. It's okay to be on time. Amen. We ain't going to talk about you if you're on time. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me all my days. I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness.